Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Reds fell to the Brewers on Sunday afternoon at Great American Ballpark. Final score 6-3. This game was tied at 3 after 5, but Mark Mathias hit a sac fly in the 6th to give Milwaukee the lead, and then Hunter Renfro put it out of reach with a 2-run homer in the 7th. Time to hear from the two guys who called the game, Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, tough one in this ball game, and you talked about it right out of the gate. You got to keep this Brewers team in the ballpark today, and the Reds, in the end, failed to do that. They hit 2 home runs, and Hunter Renfro did it again.
Yeah, I think when you're facing a guy like Hauser, and we talked about this early in the ball game, you got to be able to get out in front, even if it's a 1-run lead. It puts him in a different pitching frame of mind. But the Brewers, hey, they scored early, and the Reds came right back to tie it at 4. But once you let that run score in the 6th inning, I think once you got to that 4th inning and the Brewers put some runs on the board, he seemed to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, he certainly did. Even though the Reds answered in that 4th, he just wasn't the same pitcher after that. I mean, he was really on cruise control. Tough one today for the Reds, 6-3 the final. And now the Dodgers come to town. See if the Reds can regroup after an off day tomorrow. Yid?
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds lost to the Brewers on Sunday afternoon 6-3, and now to the highlights. Mike Minor made the start for Cincinnati on Sunday, and he set the Brewers down in order in the top of the 1st. In the bottom of the 1st, the Reds had a chance to score. Brandon Drury singled with one out. Tommy Pham walked. Joey Votto flew out for out number 2. Kyle Farmer was next up.
And now Farmer loops one into short left center field. It's falling quickly. Coming racing in is McCutchen, and he makes a sliding catch.
That's a great play.
Andrew McCutchen flying in from left field to make the sliding catch in shallow left center field on that sinking flare. And the inning is over. Farmer flirting with a base hit and an RBI, but McCutchen has other ideas.
Neither team scored in the 2nd or the 3rd. Both teams, though, crossed the plate in the 4th. In the top of the inning, Andrew McCutchen doubled leading off the inning, and then with one out, Luis Urias brought him home.
Miners 1-1 pitch, and it's a bullet over 3rd and fair down the left field line into the corner. Here comes McCutchen around 3rd. He will score as Urias checks in at 2nd base with an RBI double. 1-0 Brewers on the 17th run batted into the year for Luis Urias.
Then with 2 outs, it was Victor Caratini's turn.
Victor Caratini swings and hammers one high and very deep to left field. No play on this for Pham. That ball is gone. 2-run shot for Victor Caratini. It's his 5th home run of the year. It's 3-0 Brewers.
The Reds got all those runs back in the bottom of the inning. Tommy Pham walked to begin things. Joey Votto singled, moving Pham to 3rd base. Kyle Farmer was next up.
1-2. And there's a weak chopper towards short. It's going to be tough to get 2. They go to 2nd, 1. That's all they get. Votto is forced out. The Reds will get a run as Pham scores from 3rd on the RBI fielder's choice by Kyle Farmer. So the Reds are on the board. It's 3-1 Milwaukee.
Nick Senzel then flew out, and Mike Moustakas walked. So 1st and 2nd with 2 outs, and Albert Almora Jr. tied things up.
Hauser's 1-0. Man, this ball is cranked to left. That's down the line. Diving for it, McCutchen. He can't get it. It's down and to the wall. Here comes Farmer. Moustakas around 3rd. He's headed home. He'll score standing up, and the Reds have tied it on a 2-run double by Albert Almora Jr.
Neither team scored in the fifth, but in the top of the sixth, Mike Minor loaded the bases with one out thanks to a couple of hits and a walk. Number nine hitter Mark Mathias then got the go-ahead run home.
Miner's pitch. And he swings and sends a fly ball to left. Fan back a step. Sets up. Catch is made. Tagging at third base here. He's coming home, and he will score easily on the sack fly to left by Mark Mathias. And the Brewers break the 3-3 tie and now move in front 4-3.
Mike Minor was finished after six innings. Six innings, six hits, four runs, all of them earned, three walks, four strikeouts, a home run, a hit batter, 99 pitches, 61 of those for strikes. Joel Kuhnel replaced Minor in the top of the seventh, and things did not go well. With one out, Andrew McCutchen singled to right. That brought up Hunter Renfroe.
McCutchen will run, and he can run. Got five stolen bases on the year. Oh, this ball is just destroyed. Second deck, left field, up there by the Kroger signs. Whew. That is a home run for Hunter Renfroe, his 13th of the year. A two-run shot, and that will give the Brewers a 6-3 lead, and that is three consecutive ball games here at Great American Ballpark that Renfroe has gone big fly. Oh, boy.
The Reds had a chance to tie things up in the bottom of the seventh. They loaded the bases off Trevor Kelly, but with two outs, Hobby Milner came out of the bullpen, and he struck out Joey Votto swinging to end the threat. The Reds went down in order against Brad Boxberger in the eighth. They went down in order against Devin Williams in the ninth. And the Reds fall to the Brewers 6-3. Here are the totals. For Milwaukee, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Cincinnati, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Hauser the winner, 4-7. Minor the loser, 1-3. Williams save number 5 for Milwaukee. Game time, 3 hours and 6 minutes, 25,001 on hand at Great American Ballpark. The Reds have Monday off before beginning a 3-game series against the L.A. Dodgers on Tuesday night. Tony Gosselin goes to the mound for L.A. He is 8-0 with a 1.42 ERA. Tyler Malley goes to the hill for Cincinnati. He's 2-5. His ERA, 4.46. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon, the Brewers beat the Reds 6-3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.